Almost 3 years after the triple meltdown at Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, the problems there just won't go away. Here's one. Huge amounts of radioactive cooling water are still flowing from the plant's damaged reactors. Right now, most of that water is being stored in an ever-growing number of metal storage tanks. And some of those tanks are leaking into the ground and ocean. Cleaning that up is a massive task, but something remarkably simple might help. Algae. The World's Environment editor Peter Thompson explains.
Remember this word, phytoremediation.
Phyto being plant and remediation, pretty self-explanatory.
That's Lee Newman. She's a professor of biotechnology and phytoremediation at the State University of New York in Syracuse. In a nutshell, phytoremediation is the process of using plants and other kinds of organisms to help clean up toxic waste. The field isn't that widely known, but it is well established.
There's been quite a bit of research in this area looking at heavy metals, pesticides, chlorinated solvents, explosive compounds, and radioactive compounds.
In terms of those radioactive compounds, things like cesium and strontium that are produced by nuclear power plants, it's been known for a long time that some plants and algae can suck up these substances, because they're chemically similar to nutrients the organisms need. There's a lot of cesium and strontium in the environment around the Fukushima nuclear power plant these days. And like everywhere on Earth, there are also a lot of different species of microalgae in the area. That's where Professor Yoshihiro Shiraiwa comes in.
We tested 200 species of microalgae to select that effective strain.
Shiraiwa is a professor of plant physiology and metabolism at Japan's University of Tsukuba, not far from Fukushima. He and his colleagues isolated that native local strain of microalgae, grew a lot of it in a lab, and dumped it in a bunch of water contaminated with radioactive cesium. After a while, they filtered out the microalgae again.
In our test, more than 90% radioactive cesium was removed by this microalgae.
You heard him right. Shiraiwa says the algae sucked more than 90% of the radioactive cesium from the water. That's fresh water, like the stuff being stored in those tanks at the Fukushima plant. The research team says it also identified a floating marine plant near Fukushima that shows promise for removing cesium and strontium from seawater. They published their findings last month in the Journal of Plant Research. Of course, the algae and plants that suck up the radioactivity would themselves become contaminated, but the radioactivity would be much more concentrated and easier to deal with. So, a very promising start, you might think, in developing a perhaps relatively cheap way to help deal with some of the problems at Fukushima. But, of course, it's never so quick and easy as that.
We are just facing into some kind of wall.
That wall is access to any actual water from the Fukushima storage tanks. Shiraiwa says his team hasn't been able to get any of it. In fact, he says TEPCO, the plant's owner, just doesn't seem interested in his research.
At this moment, their response was not so high.
Lee Newman at SUNY Syracuse says she's not surprised. She's seen this kind of situation before.
There's a lot of things coming into play here. One is that where most of these people are engineers, they are familiar with the engineering technologies. They're not familiar with biology.
And a biological system can be a lot more difficult to perfect, even if it's ultimately a lot cheaper.
And it's not just phytoremediation that faces this. It's any innovative technology that people aren't familiar with.
That's not to say that Newman thinks the microalgae in plants would be a silver bullet for Fukushima's contaminated water problem, even if TEPCO were more interested. She calls the research a promising first round of investigation, but says there are still a lot of questions about how well it would really work. But she thinks it holds a lot of potential for dealing with a problem badly in need of solutions.
The government and the power company, if they work together on this, I think this could be a very viable technology. And the longer they take to decide, the bigger the problem is going to be.
For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.